Have you ever lied about how old you were? Well, I think you and me both can say maybe back when we were 17 or 16, trying to get into nightclubs, I can absolutely confirm I lied about my age then. Still not sure how I got in because I must have looked about 12 years old. But that was a long, long time ago. And it seems that we're changing our ideas about lying about your age, or at least changing your actual age, because a man in the Netherlands tried to have his legal age changed to be 20 years younger. Professor Dan Woodman and Dr. Sue Malta are here to discuss this very case. And also, I think we're going to raise a couple of questions for you, and I'd love your input. The text line is 0467 921 222. Should people be allowed to change their legal age? Hello, both of you.
Hi, Miff. Good to be with you.
Now, hi, Miff.
Hi. Now, Dan, tell me about this man in the Netherlands.
So this was a 69-year-old Dutchman named Emil Rattleband. And, yeah, I think all of us have maybe been a little bit cheeky about our age at different points. Mm. I was that 16-year-old as well. There was one time where we're being, you know, over 6 foot at the age of 14 definitely helped. Didn't so much have to lie as just shut up and look down, and I managed to get in most of the time. But he's taken it a little bit further, all the way to court in the Netherlands, suggesting that he should be able to officially change his age to make himself 20 years younger, so 49.
What was the purpose of this?
Well, maybe over to you, Sue. You can explain this.
It seems that he wanted to date younger women on Tinder.
Right.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Dan and I were talking about this beforehand, and we feel like this man's a bit of a media provocateur.
Right.
He's just doing this to make a point, clearly. And
I went and had a look at him online, and he's quite notorious apparently in the Netherlands. It's not the first time he's been to court. I couldn't quite fact check this, but it looked like he tried to name his two twins Rolls and Royce when they were younger, and that had gone to court. And he's one of these political provocateurs who's run for parliament under a kind of populist and libertarian banner.
Okay.
And so you can see maybe he's...
Is there something in it, Dan?
Yeah, I think he's maybe pushing, as well as, you know, the Tinder thing. And I think I'm not on Tinder at this point in my life, but I think there are ways around the whole age thing. You've just got to actually pay a little bit of money and you don't even have to list it. But he was kind of running on the idea that he feels 49 and his doctors tell him that he has the body of a 49-year-old, and he should be able to, for work purposes but also dating purposes and other things, have that recognised that maybe he is much fitter than your average 69-year-old.
How do you feel about this, Sue? What are your thoughts on this? Is this okay to say, I am physically active, I feel mentally active, my age might be 69 but I feel 49? Is there something in this, in being able to say you are younger?
But don't we all say that?
Not according to the text line here. We've got, as a 30-year-old, I like to identify as a 70-year-old so I can complain about the younger generation.
And that's
another
one
funny. Here says, I lie the opposite way. I'm 43, but I always say I'm pushing 50, so people think I look better for my age. Oh. Seems to be a bit of reverse.
I'm a bit older than both of you, so I guess what we're getting into is ageism and age discrimination and all that. And I have personally experienced that myself, but not enough to make me want to change my age. Mm. I do know in the research that I do about online dating and older people that people tend to misrepresent themselves online anyway, or in dating apps where they can get away with it. And there's research out there that shows that most people misrepresent their age, men misrepresent their height, and women misrepresent their weight. So it's only when you finally get to meet somebody that you can tell what they really look like and work out for yourself, well, I don't care then about their age or what they look like. I want to go out with this person.
What you mentioned there, Sue, was a big point and a reason why many people might be looking to reduce their age, not just on dating sites, discrimination. There's job discrimination, there's in-employment discrimination for a lot of older people. There is also wage discrimination. Is this a huge factor in the workplace that perhaps could be a reason why people want to change?
Absolutely. We do know that employers tend not to favour older people, so older adults. So if you're looking for a new job, say you got made redundant for no fault of your own, and you wanted to apply for a new job, yes, if you put down your age, which you don't have to do, you know that, when you're applying for a new job these days, you don't actually have to say your age. You only have to say your age when you fill in the HR documents. So they cannot legally discriminate against you for your age, but it depends on the colour of your hair. It depends on your resume, how much experience you have. I've got a friend who's going through this at the moment, and she recently shaved 10 years off her resume to make herself appear younger. She looks younger, like this gentleman we're talking about today. She looks younger. Anyway, so now she's shaved 10 years off her resume so that people can't tell what her real age is. So I can understand people doing it in terms of employment, in terms of how you want to be perceived by people, but to make it legal, that brings in all sorts of issues.
Yeah, and we'll get to those. I've got Dr. Sue Malter here, researcher at Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne, and also from the Uni of Melbourne, Dr. Dan Woodman, Professor of Sociology, School of Social and Political Sciences. What are the issues that could arise from legally changing our ages, if we were allowed to do so? What could arise, Dan?
Well, one of the challenges is, as Sue's pointed out, the discrimination we face based on age is not usually due to someone seeing our birth date in front of them and making assumptions on that. It's based on other ways we read people and make sense of people, and as you were saying with work, that CV. But one of the kind of legal complexities, if we did allow people to change their age, is that there was a show when I was a teenager called Doogie Howser, MD, people might remember, about a doctor who finished university at 10, you know, and was treating people, couldn't have a drink yet, but could prescribe drugs at 14. It was a great show. And I've never had any student quite that precocious in my class, but that's the idea, someone who finished earlier. If you could knock 20 years off your life, you'd end up with odd situations where someone might have graduated from a course before they were officially born. You know, that's pushing Doogie Howser to the next level. And other complexities like that around being older or younger than your parents or children officially in age. So things will get very, very complicated when, in a lot of ways, the discrimination people face is not about the age on a little bit of paper, but other ways that discrimination works.
And what are some of those other ways, do you think?
Well, I was just going to go and talk about the age pension, for instance. Mm-hmm. If you have someone who's 80 and they're and they say they're now 60 or 67, because that's the legal age for the age pension, how's the government going to cope with that, with another then adding another 10, 20 years on to providing benefits for older people? If we all did that, I can bet you the age pension will be gone in no time.
Well, at the other end of the life course, you know, we use these ages to structure benefits and rights in all kinds of ways, and we don't necessarily pay young people very much in their welfare payments, and you might find that suddenly a lot of people would like to be 40.
Yeah, yes, you know, that's true. It can work in many, many different ways. Loads of texts coming through. Peter in Elwood has said, I often wonder why we have to add a year to ourselves every year. I know we do, but we don't always actually age in that year, some of us, says Peter. Another one, Tom has said, approach with caution, change the rules around ageism culture and celebrate our age of origin. That's a great suggestion. We've got Gwenny on the phone. Hi, Gwenny.
Hi, Miss and Co. How are you all?
Good, good. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's because next year I'm turning 60 and I still have a home loan, and I wish that I was still 50 so that I could work for another 10 years, but I still have to work probably for another 10 years. But, you know, I don't even look my age because people can't believe, you know, well, you know, the hairdresser does help.
Well,
and feeling fit and everything, you know, so, yeah.
So you're nearly 60 and you feel like you're facing a bit of discrimination?
Well, yeah, because I do teaching.
So you know, what does that mean? Do you have to resign at a certain age?
No. I've got heaps of experience.
Ah.
You know, so I'm still in there and I'm still getting work, but I just think, oh, you know, is it in my head? Am I imagining this, that if I tried for a full-time job somewhere, they go, oh, I don't know, we might want someone who's straight out of uni or something, you know?
Yeah, it's a difficult proposition, isn't it? I mean, I think Gwenny's brought something up. We're all guilty of ageism. Even as we age ourselves, the way we talk about ourselves, the way we talk about feeling older, getting older, it's our own ingrained ageism, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I walked in and you said, do I need to sit? Is that because of the colour of my hair?
No. We ask all
okay.
Our guests.
Okay. All right. I'm just clarifying that because that happens to me all the time. I don't colour my hair. So when I go places, I get overlooked now. If I stand in a queue and there are people standing behind me, the young assistant will put their head around me and say, can I help you, to the person behind me? I wear bright glasses. I try to wear bright colours so that I stand out and I won't get overlooked. We know that society is inherently ageist. We know that. And I understand that that's probably what this man is trying to highlight.
Mm.
And society's not going to change sometime soon, but we need to agitate for that change. And
absolutely.
This example is providing us with the time to have this conversation.
My guests, Dr. Sue Malta from Melbourne University, the School of Population and Global Health, and Dr. Dan Woodman, Professor of Sociology, School of Social and Political Sciences. And we're talking about the possibility of changing your legal age if you could. Let's talk about what age really means. Is it just a measure of our time alive, or is there a deeper meaning, do you think, more broadly, a societal meaning of age?
Well, this character in the Netherlands, and I think we can maybe give him the benefit of the doubt that he was pushing towards highlighting discrimination, but he kind of ran his case on two things. One is that the doctors had tested him and his biological age was actually less than it was. So this idea that medical science can know, and it can know that you're 49, not 69. The other thing he ran on was the idea that age could be an identity, that there was something important in who we are around our age that should be protected, and your rights. Remember, he has this kind of libertarian streak to decide for yourself should be built into the law. But I guess there's complexity around who gets to decide what your biological age is, and what are the inequalities that might emerge if we let doctors tell us, you know, is it the person who's done the easier job that gets to be 20 years younger, not the person who's been doing the hard job? And, you know, I think parts of me might come out as the right biological age, but I think my knees are definitely 30 years, you know, talking about chairs to sit down when you talk to Miff. Yeah. But, you know, so there will be all these inequalities and complexities about using some kind of medical definition. But then to think about what it means to identify with an age as well, in some ways I think it becomes more safe. At different parts of your life, your age, partly because you face discrimination or not. But also in some ways I think it's as much about generations and the time you lived in which your age taps into an identity, not the number on your birth certificate.
Yeah. Do you think there is some way where someone could have two legal ages if they wanted to? There's a text message here, and this is very interesting. I found out my very, very straight mum lied about her age to get back into the workforce in the 1970s. Isn't that interesting? Do you think there's some way in which we could have two legal ages, a biological age perhaps and a social age or something like that? I know it wouldn't work if you're getting your driver's license because that's just down to your eyesight and your response time.
I can't see it ever becoming legalised. That doesn't mean you can't go around saying that you're 20 years younger than you are, if that's what you feel, and to all intents and purposes that's what you look like, I can't see what's the issue with that. Like you said, you misrepresented your age when you went to a nightclub when you were younger. I did the same thing. I think everybody does that at some stage when it benefits them. So if it benefits you to represent yourself as 20 years younger and it helps you get a job, why not? But I can't actually see it becoming a legal entity.
So we use these ages for all kinds of rights and benefits in our society that will get really, really complex if we focused on that. And I think often the questions are not really about that age on the bit of paper. So hopefully this and other things gives us a chance to think about how as a society we might not be age blind, but move to a time when we recognise that the people are in different parts of their life course and that matters, but how it matters might be quite individual. I don't like this idea that everybody should be forced to work in paid work to 75 because there's so many other ways you can contribute. But I don't like the idea either that when you have a lot to contribute at paid work that you miss out because that first degree or something else on your CV is used to mark you as a particular age.
Thank you to everyone who sent in the joke, and you're not alone. You're one of many. I can count on many hands. They've all written, "My dad always says, you're only as young as the person you're feeling." Thank you to all 45,000 of you that texted that one in. Really appreciate it. But lots of interesting messages are coming through. This is from someone who hasn't left their name. They've gone, "I don't mind the idea that I might need to make way for a younger person to have a career in my industry. It's just that there is so little opportunity for older people to get a livable pension. That needs to happen, but it's not happening, so I keep working." We seem to be in a really interesting point in history, don't we, where these markers, you resigned at or you retired at 55 or 60, these days that seems almost an impossibility, as the texter earlier who still had a mortgage, the caller I should say, who still has a mortgage to pay off. Do we need to change not the age but the definition of when these things have to happen?
Well, as you said, it's not going to happen until the pension, what's happening with the pension is actually improved. It won't happen until we actually really value older people in our society. And we don't. And I have experienced it. You will experience it, unfortunately. And my parents experienced it. And I cannot see, until we value people for what they are and for what they have contributed. In the last Productivity Commission report, older people were vilified in opposition to younger people in terms of the labour market, in terms of housing. You know, we need to get these older people out of their homes so that we can give them to younger people. But they've paid taxes. We have the economy that reflects the taxes that have come in for the last 50 years, correct?
Yes, the way I think about this, Sue, is that we shouldn't think, it's too easy to think of these things as a zero-sum game. It's not that if that person retires, there's automatically a good job for a younger person coming through. And smart employers and smart societies work out a way in which the generations can work together to share skills, but also to build someone up to the next level by changing the role you do in the workplace. Yeah. That's the way forward, not people being forced to make way.
And it could be that you have a job share situation with an older person mentoring a younger person coming through, and they both job share until the time when the older person really feels like, now's my time to retire, and they've passed on their knowledge and they've helped somebody develop their career. And maybe that person, as they get older, they don't want to work full time anyway, and they're more than happy to do this. They just don't want to be cut off.
Some really interesting ideas being thrown around, and hopefully we can talk more about this in the future. I'd like to finish on these two messages because I think they kind of sum up a little bit of what we've been talking about and maybe gave me something to think about as well. This from Chris: your age is only an issue if you let it be one. If you pretend to be younger than you are, you're perpetrating the myth that younger is better. So yes, perhaps we just need to be more open about exactly what the age is and be proud of that fact. And hopefully the systems will change following it to make it better for older people who want to continue work and don't want to be discriminated against. But this is great from Anne: I think after a certain age, it's much more impressive to give your age in dog years equivalents. So multiply by seven. So I love that. Dan and Sue, thank you so much for your insights today.
Thanks,
really appreciate it.